close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
I have to say, all of them have Jesus jugs.
Oh, yes, they do.
Especially all the ladies from the Atlanta Housewives. I'm like, look at their boob jobs. They're enormous.
They're like watermelons.
Yeah, they're like, we're crazy. And then the ladies from like the Orange County, theirs are all jacked up.
That's true.
You're like, what happened to your boobies?
It's true.
You should have gone to Dr. Thomas Bartel here in Madtown.
See?
Why do I know that? Because I'm a happy recipient. All right, let's talk about another woman who has amazingly large breasts. Actually, when I was watching Tasia last night, I'm like, are those real?
Girl, I was saying the same thing when I was watching. I'm like, I'm wondering. I was like, wow.
They're really big.
Her boobs, I know.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I don't know. I was doing close-ups as, you know, I got to do my investigation.
Yeah.
So I got my binoculars out as I was staring at my TV.
Yeah.
And I think they're real.
Okay.
I just think she just has very large boobs.
Or she's got a great doctor.
But I think they're natural looking.
Yeah, they are.
So, but I do. I think she's just been given the gift of life with the longest legs in the world and enormous boobies.
Mm. Yes.
Someone had to get it.
Come on, Tasia.
Someone had to get
it. Come on, girl.
Come on. Why do you think she's not on The Bachelorette? All right. So let's get into this phenomenal show. As we all know, this was, wow. This had a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
All right. You know, you're looking at this woman, a picture of her getting married. You're looking at her getting very mad. She's all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, so Zach, that was interesting. Their date. He hasn't really opened up to her very much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I liked him. I mean, they did a wedding photo shoot, which was interesting to do on a date.
I love the photographer. I was so in love with this guy. I'm like, where can I find you? I want a photographer that has these skimpy little shorts on like he did. And then he had just like these classy purple loafers on and with his fabulous like neck scarf.
Yeah.
And he was great.
Yeah.
I thought he was adorable.
He was super fun.
Yeah. I'm like, where can we find you?
I know.
Where can we find you? So yeah, it was interesting that they did like this mock wedding. She has to feel very uncomfortable because she's been married. And why are we doing this? I mean, I would not want to do this, actually.
Yeah.
If you're not the guy that I want to marry, I don't want to like play, you know, Barbie and Ken.
Well, I think that's what was super awkward about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't know if this is going to be the person that you end up with, but okay, let's put a dress on and
see.
And a veil. And yeah.
What was your favorite look of him?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I even remember all of his looks.
My favorite look of him was the phenomenal blazer that was like a dark velvet blue, and he had blue pants on.
Yeah.
And then she had that white dress that had like the shoulder pad look.
It was like the Dancing with the Stars dress.
Yeah, she looked great.
Yeah.
That was my favorite look.
Well, she looked beautiful in her wedding dress.
Yeah, she looks great in everything.
Yeah, she does.
Another person that looks great is one of her besties is JoJo. I was so excited to see that JoJo graced the airwaves again. Now, this girl has been on both sides. Now, Chris Harrison had to leave the show because he was bringing his son to college. So JoJo came onto the show. And I always wonder, like, are these girls really friends with each other? Or they're just like, hey, you're going to come on the show. You're going to act like you've known Tasia forever and blah, 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 blah. So JoJo was on The Bachelorette. She's also been on The Bachelor. She's been on both. But anyway, she actually is with Aaron Rodgers' brother. That is who... And I remember back in the day when this was going on and talking about this particular show, because Aaron Rodgers and his brother Jordan are estranged.
Oh.
So it was so like, wow. It was very interesting to talk about this during that time. And it was just like, so yeah. Anyway, they're still not married yet, though.
Oh, they're not. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're together.
You're just spilling all kind of tea right now.
But she's gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, I thought it was funny when JoJo walked in and the guys looked her up and down. I'm like, ooh. Well, because she's beautiful.
She is.
She's beautiful.
And they haven't seen, you know, there's... They need to still check out other ladies.
Well, of course they do.
It's all right.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun, too, going back to Zach and Tasha on their date. Actually, he opened up to her, and I was really, really shocked by the things that he actually said, and I was happy about the things that he said. Take a listen.
I don't know much about Zach, and I want to know more about you.
I graduated college, and I wasn't feeling well, so I was like, I gotta get this checked out. I was like, man, I found out I had a brain tumor. As a result of the surgery, I was introduced to like pain medication and drugs. So it was like this perfect storm of like, here Zach is at 23 years old. This thing happens and like, what do I do next?
Right.
That's when I decided like, oh yeah, I'll get married. But at that point, like I'm like drinking and doing drugs and just like just partying, like just totally being selfish. I got arrested, got a DUI, and my wife left me.
Yeah. Mm. It was a lot. That was deep.
That was.
Mm-hmm. That was deep.
I really am liking him after he opened up and everything. I don't know.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how she was going to take it, though.
Right.
Either she's looking at him because you could see her face kind of change.
Yes.
Either she was like, okay, now I totally don't want to be with you. Right. You're telling me you had all these issues in the past, like with drugs and all this and stealing. He stole from his dad. Remember, he said he was at the bank trying to cash one of his dad's checks.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that she allowed him to be who he was and that he has been, you know, now like wonderful and he's been flourishing.
Well,
and so I think that was really powerful. So I think they're adorable together.
I
and
do
his
too.
Teeth are phenomenal.
I like them together a lot. I think they look great together. And like you said, I think it was nice that she let him finish.
Yes.
And how it changed him, you know, for the better, because he's supporting like the organization and everything. So I think,
Yep. We are like stronger when we go through the toughest things in life. That is for sure.
Yep.
But outside of that, let's talk about the other dudes, by the way, revealing who they were. That was really special for these guys to be extremely vulnerable by doing art.
Yes.
They're very artistic. They're very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Riley. I really like Riley. I think he's really sweet. You know, his particular piece of art had to do about his mother not being present in his life. And that was heartbreaking. You could see that she really felt for that.
You know what? I actually, when this first started, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so dorky. And then I thought it was great because each guy, I mean, really got vulnerable. And I could see where I just loved them coming out with their stories. Everybody had such a story. You couldn't pick one person. I mean, there was no way, you know?
I will give, I think, Ben the biggest applause because Ben, of course, is the guy that was always late to asking her out. He was the one that almost went home. And then he finally, you know, stood up and said, okay, I got to take this woman by the hand.
Yeah.
He was always waiting like, oh, I'm going to wait. Yeah. I'm going to wait until it's my time. No, you're going to do it now.
Yeah.
He admits that he struggled with being bulimic.
Yes.
So it was really amazing to hear that for a man to admit that. It was so powerful because you look at him and he's super muscular. You're like, oh my gosh.
Right.
But again, he suffered from something like that. And you never really get over an eating disorder.
Right.
So I think that was really, really powerful.
He seemed very, very authentic.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to something that was absolutely shocking was the fact that when she went out on a date with Easy, Easy is the guy that even the guys you could see talking, they're like, you know what, they have an amazing connection. I think this guy is going to be the one that she picks because they're always laughing together.
Yes.
And their date was amazing.
They had a great time, you know, going through the haunted stuff and everything, and she'd run out and leave him.
She's like, bye.
And she would scream every 5 minutes, you know. But yeah, I thought they had a great date, great chemistry.
Yeah, you thought they did. I thought they did.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's adorable football player. I mean, how could you go wrong? But when they're sitting at dinner, he finally reveals to her that he's falling in love with her. And her face changed once again. She's not good at faking her face. She doesn't have a poker face.
She does not.
It reveals all. And once he said that, she decided not to give him a rose and she sent him home.
Girl, I was on the couch like,
oh my God,
did that just happen? And you could feel, you could see his face change and you could feel the pain.
He was crying in the car.
He was.
A big dude like that.
And he was like none of us were expecting it.
It was shocking.
And then he's like, is this for real? Mm-hmm. Is this for real? And she's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was really cold. Yeah, I did. I thought that was cold. I was just like, wow, really?
And then she's like, can I walk you out?
No.
And he's like, what are you supposed to say? He's like, like it's this. Yeah.
He could have said no. Bye.
He could have like, bye Felicia. Girl. Bye.
Listen, I don't know why you do not say bye to Ed. There are so many dudes on that show that I still don't understand. There's still 12 of them. Get rid of them.
I agree. Ed should not be on there. There's no chemistry. There's nothing. I mean, no.
Ed's a dork.
And he is. And she's got some really good prospects here. So.
He's not a hot dork. Now, I think dorks are hot, but that one is not hot. Okay, I'm just being honest.
Okay.
All right, and now, of course, let's get to it. This is the big part of it was this ridiculous fight that literally is going on with words between Noah and Bennett. These guys are ridiculous. Noah is the youngest guy on that show, shaved off his porn stash. I mean, that's great. He still reminds me of a dude from like Top Gun, mm-hmm. but these guys do not get along together, and she's actually sick and tired of it. She can tell. Here she is.
Noah and Bennett, there's something going on between you two, and I'm gonna get to the bottom of it one way or another.
What the hell's
wrong this time?
Yeah. I have nothing going on with you, and I never have.
We had tension based purely on the way that I see how you talk down to people. The snarky little condescending comments pop up throughout a full day.
Like when you asked me how to spell privilege today?
Ooh, yeah, and then it goes on more.
I'm over the pettiness of this drama that's taking place. I just want to get to the bottom of it.
I was unaware of these feelings until you brought that up the other night.
You realize that you are essentially questioning my integrity, right?
I actually don't believe that I am.
Oh, you're going, Bennett. You're going to be gone next time.
I mean, I hope they both go. But they both drive me crazy. But Bennett drives me really nuts. Like, he's just like a plastic doll, like a mannequin almost.
But he's the smartest guy ever. He's from Harvard. And he can't spell very well. I don't know how that happens. But anyway, we're excited for next week. And hopefully, you know what? Ed will be gone. Okay? Yes. Say goodbye to Ed, for gosh sake.
So nasty and so rude.